Don Lipovac discovered his musical calling at an early age.
I started playing when I was 4 years old. I had a little folk instrument my grandfather gave to me. It was a Slovenian type of instrument, which is a button accordion.
Lipovac says he quickly picked up the Slovenian folk tunes and church hymns his mother would sing. And by age 11, he was able to pick up, literally, a full 41-key, 120-bass piano accordion. He became a master of the instrument, at one point soloing with the Kansas City Philharmonic. Lipovac says it's European folk music he really loves, like this Romanian gypsy medley he arranged, from playing with local musicians around where he grew up in the Strawberry Hill neighborhood of Kansas City, Kansas. At the time, the area was home to a bustling community of Slavic immigrants, many of whom worked at the packing houses across the river. Lipovac soon developed a regular network of gigs at local churches, hotels, and restaurants. A lot of those places have since closed, but you can still catch him at events like St. John's Annual Social. Hundreds of people are here, enjoying cabbage roll dinners, kids' activities, and ethnic stands that include a raffle for Croatian salamis. Overlooking downtown Kansas City, Missouri, this Croatian church and neighboring museum are an epicenter for cultural activities in Strawberry Hill. I meet up with Lipovac on the outdoor stage where he'll be playing at later this evening. He takes out his accordion.
Okay, let's see.
Lipovac tells me the instrument just makes sense to him. He says it's perfect for European music.
Like if you go to France, you know, it sounds, when you hear this. Love the Ambrose, it sounds right on accordion. Or if you play Polish music. You know, it has that's correct sound, you know. If you play it on a different instrument, it doesn't sound as authentic.
In fact, Lipovac is pretty well known in European accordion circles, according to Kansas City, Kansas native Sam Schublum. The accordion parts salesman says whenever he travels to the region of Italy, where most of the world's accordion parts are made, people ask about Lipovac.
And there's one little old man over there named Paolo Brandoni. It's a little town of about 10,000 people, so as soon as you show up in town, everybody knows you're there. And Paolo Brandoni will always hunt me down, and he'll say, and then you're telling me the truth. How is Mr. Lipovac? And he's internationally known, and sometimes you'd think locally anonymous. There's people around here that have no idea who he is, but you get over in Castelfidardo, he's a big man.
Lipovac's been in the national spotlight, too. In 1958, he won the country's top accordion honor, the U.S. Accordion Championship. He went on to place fourth at the World Competition in Brussels. Shortly after that, he appeared on national television.
I did have my chances. I was like on the Lawrence Welk show, you know, as a guest when I was in college. I got to meet all the old, you know, like Pete Fountain was there. The Aunt Lennon sisters were just tiny girls. They were very young. And Alice.
We would like to have a sample. In fact, your tape sounds real wonderful. And I want you to play the same way here. Okay?
Lipovac says he and Welk's accordionist, Myron Florent, had planned to make an album together after the show. But around that time, Lipovac went into the army, and he says the project fell by the wayside. Still, he says he doesn't have any regrets about his career.
I'm more of a homebody, I guess. And I had a lot of good jobs in town.
Lipovac says he's mostly known as a polka guy. It was his rendition of a Slovenian polka that caught the attention of the Lawrence Welk show. He's in the Polka Hall of Fame in Minnesota, too. But Lipovac says some of his favorite music is the sentimental stuff, like the waltzes from around Western Croatia.
Italian influence.
Beyond performing, Lipovac has taught hundreds of students in area schools. For many years, he directed a student group right here at St. John's.
Because it was dying out, and we wanted the young people to perform it, you know, because we didn't want to be the only ones ever to play it.
Lipovac also documented and arranged hundreds of folk melodies that most Strawberry Hill musicians only knew by ear. On stage, bassist Frank Zagar joins Lipovac in getting ready for this evening's social. The two grew up near here, just a block apart, and after 50 years of playing together, both say they never tire of it. At this point, Zagar says performing has become pretty intuitive.
He never tells me what he's going to play. Never. He just starts a song and we just kick in.
Now, we don't discuss it, do we?
It's like he doesn't like me. Until he's playing.
He reads my mind.
All right, is everybody ready to dancing? Okay, polka time!
And with that, the dance area fills with people, young and old, bouncing to the polkas and other tunes they've come to rely on and expect from the local accordion legend and his band. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.